October is Small Business Month in Canada, and here at Constant Contact, we love an opportunity to celebrate small businesses, and this is no exception. Today, we're going to share some tips from the experts on how to best leverage Small Business Month Canada, and here's what we'll cover today. We're going to talk about what is Small Business Month. We're going to share some tips and ideas you can steal for better marketing. And we're also going to talk about the impact of CASEL and the continued importance of permission-based marketing. Today, I'm very pleased to be joined by Lisa Kember, who's a Regional Development Director for Constant Contact for Canada East, and Guy Steves, who's a Regional Development Director for Canada West. Hi, Lisa, Guy. Thanks for joining me today.
Hi, Dave.
Thanks for having us.
Lisa, why don't you tell us a little bit about what you do as a Regional Development Director for those of those listening that don't know?
Well, probably the number one thing we do as Regional Development Directors is provide educational opportunities for people across our regions in Canada. So we deliver seminars and workshops. We have a team of people who also do that. We run conference events half day and full day. And then we participate in lots of the small business activities that have an educational component to them.
Okay. Guy, anything you wanted to add to that?
Yeah, I'll add that we use partners actually across Canada, national and regional partners. So we work very closely with the chambers of commerce in your community, with small business development centers, community futures, and the many service groups that are across Canada to really reach out to their members who, of course, are small business and entrepreneurs and not-for-profits.
Awesome stuff. Guys, so let's get into it. So for those who don't know, like, what is Small Business Month? Like, how does it work, and why should small businesses care?
Yeah, I just want to give a tiny bit of credit to Business Development Canada, who started off as Small Business Week, but many provinces proclaimed it Small Business Month, and Constant Contact is running with that, and we've been celebrating the entire 31 days of October. And it's really a celebration for small business owners, for startups, for entrepreneurs and not-for-profits. It's a month full of events. It's a month full of recognizing the great value that small businesses bring to Canada, because on average, 98% of all businesses are small business.
And Lisa, is there anything that special that Constant Contact is doing for Small Business Month?
Yeah, we've got a lot going on this month. For our existing customers, we've released some new templates within the product that are Canada-specific, just around specific Canadian holidays, including the upcoming Thanksgiving holiday in a week. And also Remembrance Day, which is coming up. So certainly some new templates in the product. We have some new guides for small business, marketing guides, and these are available to both our customers and any small startup or small business. We have free events all across the country from Halifax to Vancouver, and those events are available to any small business who wants to come out and learn more about marketing their business. And then we're also delivering at the end of the month a webinar on the new Canada anti-spam legislation, which went into effect on July 1st this year. And so we've got a webinar that we are hosting at the end of the month that will walk through what small businesses need to be doing in order to make sure that they're compliant with that legislation, and look at some examples of what businesses have been finding is the best way to get that permission.
Very cool. Guy,
certainly lots going on.
Yeah, it sounds great. So how does like a small business find out what's going on? Like, how do they get involved with Small Business Month, Guy?
Well, they need to get out and look at the online directories and get involved with all the local groups that really have small business as members and network. Mm-hmm. And, of course, those are all the service groups that are out there and the meetups. And small business is really a focus of Constant Contact. So if you need some help trying to find those groups in your area, please connect with us. And I encourage you to get out, especially to get some ideas on campaigns and how to really facilitate the excitement in your organization and try to get it out to your small business community.
Very cool. Actually, that kind of leads us nicely into this next section here. You know, tips and ideas that small businesses can share for some better marketing. Would you each, maybe starting with Lisa, would you share some tips or ideas for inspiration for better marketing campaigns?
Yeah, probably the number one thing I would advise is to be consistent in getting your marketing messages out. I think a lot of times as small business owners and entrepreneurs, we tend to get too concerned with every single detail and making everything perfect and often delay sending something because it's not exactly what we envisioned. And I really think it's better to be consistent and get out there more frequently. Then the other thing I'd suggest is to look at your call to action within your the content of your messages to say, you know, what do you want people to do when they read that message? So is it just for their information, or do you want them to pick up the phone? Do you want them to download something off your website? Think about what you're trying to get them to do.
Great advice. Guy, how about you?
Yeah, I think that I would try to understand maybe two things. One would be content marketing, mm-hmm. and the other one would be campaigns. And how do you create awareness around what your business does from a product and service standpoint? Because if people don't know about your business, they're not going to buy from you. Another thing I'd look at really is communicating the why of your business, the why of what you do and why you get up in the morning and go out there and do what you do and what that motivation is for you. And I really think that if you communicate that in a video and tell your staff about it, it should really resonate in all of your communications that go out with really, for me, you can tell me what you do and how you do it all day long, but I really care about why you do it.
Very cool. Do you guys have any, Lisa, starting with you, do you have any examples of some great campaigns maybe you've seen in the past?
Well, I'm on the email list for one of our customers in the Toronto area, Marketing Copilot. They send out a email campaign once a month, and it really only has one or maybe two things in total in it. They're very clear. There's no more than two or three paragraphs, usually, you know, an educational tip on marketing your business more effectively. And then they have one call to action. That's it. It's simple. It's pointed. I look forward to getting it every month. And there's always information in there that I can use and share. So to me, that's what makes a powerful campaign, that it's, you know, pointed, it's clear, and there's a really good call to action.
Yeah, that's a great point you bring up. I think there's a tendency for people to feel like they need to keep putting in more information when it's really about kind of streamlining that and being very clear and providing kind of bite-sized chunks of information for people, yeah?
Yeah, I think we tend to think about email campaigns not as campaigns but as newsletters. Mm. And I think by doing that, we almost do a disservice to our businesses because it tends to get just too busy with information, and or because we don't have, quote, enough, we don't send those messages out. And so we're really better to be more consistent in getting stuff out, staying front of mind with the customer, and then being clear about what kind of action you want them to take.
How about you, Guy? What do you have for examples for us?
Yeah, just to segue from Lisa's theme there is be sort of singular in nature with your call to action. I totally agree with. And if you really look at it, we're a one-screen society. We're pretty lazy. We read what's right in front of us. And the mobile screen, which is quite small, is actually becoming our one screen. But keep in mind that people really only look at what's above the fold in any campaign that's in your email newsletter. And anytime you have to scroll on any web page, including an email newsletter, it means below the fold. So I would say focus your call to action and keep it above the fold. Mm-hmm. A couple of quick examples would be I would also survey my customers and audiences and partners by putting a survey, a short, sweet, no more than 5-question survey in your newsletter or your campaigns. And also I would suggest looking at who your raving fans are in your email marketing list and doing an event to treat them, to thank them, to roll out the red carpet, and of course ask them to bring their friends or colleagues to this event. And it's a great marketing and the original social media done in person.
So obviously, you know, we're talking about email marketing lists and we're talking specifically about running these campaigns on email and stuff like that. And so how can small businesses really use these campaigns and take advantage of the campaigns and marketing activities that they're doing to really build their contact lists? Lisa, any tips to share for that?
Well, it's obviously really important to have a good list to send to. And one way to do that is to make sure that you've got information, advice, tips that people want to get. Mm-hmm. So you want to kind of build it around, as Guy called it, content marketing. You're using information, knowledge, you're sharing knowledge as a way to lead people to the opportunity to sell to them. So there's certainly that. You've got to start with having good content that people are going to want to get. And then secondly, I mean, certainly there's, you know, most small business people go out and network with other business people. So it's an opportunity to build your list every time you're out at a networking event. Mm-hmm. If you're in more of a retail business, then there's an opportunity every time someone comes into your location to invite them to join your email list so that you can send them special offers, promotions. You can, invite them to hear about the sales that you have, that sort of thing. So depending on the type of business that you're in and the type of marketing that you do, the kind of either feet on the street or expecting people to come into your business, the strategy for getting people on your list may be different.
How about you, Guy? Anything to add to those comments?
Yeah, I think those are all good suggestions, and I like to look at communicating in a soft sell way. So yes, you have specials and you've got things you need to communicate to them about your products and services, but come from an angle of trying to be helpful mm-hmm. and be of service first. And then just to reiterate Lisa's point there, at every point of contact, you should train all of your staff to recommend people sign up for your newsletter, but go a step further and tell them what they're going to get in the soft sell way with the tips and the tricks and the do's and the don'ts that Lisa mentioned there, because you're going to put your effort into creating a newsletter, and it's the same if it goes out to 500 people as if it goes out to 2,000 people. So you want to really build up that list of qualified people who want to hear what you have to help them with.
Very cool. So obviously we're talking about building lists and marketing. And as we mentioned a little bit earlier, that recently there has been, the CASEL, the new legislation has come into play. And there's, this continued importance of permission-based marketing. Guy, could you tell us a little bit about, what is CASEL and what has the impact been?
Sure. The king of the castle is what we're all striving for there. And CASEL, the acronym CASL, stands for the Canadian Anti-Spam Legislation. And really, the legislation went into effect in 2010, but the enforcement just came down on July the 1st. And of course, that scared many people who were trying to make sure they complied. And really, it's about permission marketing, and at that point of asking somebody to sign up for your newsletter list, just to make sure they know who they're dealing with. And we talk about the big five criteria that you need to be compliant. Mm-hmm. And really, I think things to know is that no one is going to get fined from a CASEL enforcement standpoint until July the 1st, 2017, and they're actually talking about reviewing the Canadian anti-spam legislation. So overall, I think that it's a good thing for people like small businesses that want to draw that line in the sand as a good permission marketer. And I think that, it's been impactful in terms of people wanting to make sure their lists are compliant so they don't get a fine. And it's making people look closely at building their lists with permission, because those are better qualified audiences.
And this is some of the stuff you'll be talking about, obviously, on the webinar on October 29th, correct?
Absolutely.
Awesome. But Lisa, do you have any strategies for getting permission for small businesses?
Well, sure. I guess the one point that I'd want to add to what Guy said, first of all, mm-hmm. is there are two types of permission under the legislation. The first is express consent. Mm-hmm. That's where somebody has told you in writing, verbally or electronically, that they would like to get your messages. And there's some parameters around that, but that's the ideal type of consent. It's the ideal type of permission. And so you want to do what you can to get that type of consent. There's also implied consent, and that's where somebody's already doing business with you in some way. They've had some business relationship with you, but it does have a time limit. So you really want to ask for outright consent mm-hmm. up front, and you can do that, as I said, electronically, verbally, or in writing. So how do you go about getting that consent? Well, it's as simple as Guy was saying. You can just ask for consent when somebody comes into your retail location, but you could also do some kind of a squeeze page online. You could, you know, offer an ebook or a downloadable checklist or something that relates to your business, so people go and download that off your website, and as part of that download process, they have to, you know, provide consent to be added to your email list. Then there's also just processes that you use within your business. So let's say that you sell maybe products or services to other businesses. So you're a B2B type of company. Mm-hmm. You've got salespeople perhaps who are on the phone with customers a lot. You could just be asking them if they're on your newsletter list, and if they're not, then making sure that you add them. You could, if you're doing trade show events, you could do a business card draw. You just need to make sure that when you do something like that, that A, you are clear that people are not just going to win the iPad or whatever it is that you're giving away.
Right.
But that they're going to be added to the email list. And then you also, secondly, need to make sure that you're tracking where you got that consent from. And so that requires you to have some kind of a tool to track that consent. And certainly within our product, the Constant Contact tools have the features built in to allow you to track what type of consent you have on each contact on your list. And the tools are within the system to let you collect electronic consents as well.
Very cool. You know, we're talking about obviously this getting permission, either implied or expressed. And so why is permission-based marketing so important for the success of marketing campaigns?
Well, I guess the reason it's so important is because it drives better results. So if you try to market to people who don't know you, they're going to tune you out, for one thing. They're going to probably hit delete much quicker. They are going to feel invaded in some way. If you market to people who want to hear from you, you're going to get better open rates. You're going to get a better response rate. Your analytics will be better, and in the long run, you'll drive more business opportunities for your organization, which means more money in your pocket. So why wouldn't you want to practice permission marketing?
Very cool. Guy, anything to add to that?
Yeah, I think I like that theme. I mean, to me, you want a more qualified audience.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the days when everything was about driving traffic to a website, we knew that it worked much better if you targeted and got qualified traffic to your website. So you're not weeding through hundreds, you're talking to 10 that are interested, and that's the kind of ratio you want as a small business. You want to be efficient, and like Lisa says, you want to talk to the people who want to hear from you. So permission marketing means it's more personal, it's more relevant, and it's more anticipated.
Very cool.
I think, Dave, that's the great thing about this legislation, just to put a positive spin on it. Nobody really likes legislation, let's be honest. But at the end of the day, all this legislation is asking you to do as a marketer is to take a look at what you do and perhaps pull up your socks a little bit and make sure that you're truly practicing permission marketing, that you're not, you haven't let things slide, that you're, you know, doing the right things that drive more opportunity in your business.
Very cool. Guys, you shared lots of great information today. I just wanted to take a second to kind of recap kind of some of the things that we talked about. You know, we talked about what is Small Business Month, and, you know, obviously that's the chance to recognize Canada small businesses with special events and a celebration of entrepreneurs and things like that in Canada. It's also important to really, for small businesses, to get involved with the group so they can take advantage of the resources that are available during this time. We also talked about tips and ideas that, you know, small businesses can steal so they can do better marketing. You know, we talked about the idea of really being consistent with your marketing, to learn about content marketing, the difference between that and campaigns, and then to really understand why it is that you do what you do and to share that information with your potential customers. We also talked a bit about the impact of CASEL and the continued importance of permission-based marketing. You know, you need to, small businesses really need to make sure with this legislation that you're CASEL compliant in the things that you do. Also understand the difference between implied and express consent, and then just really understand that getting this permission and permission-based marketing really drives better results for your small business. Guy and Lisa, if I could ask you to, if you were to leave people listening today with one thought or one idea taking from this conversation that we've had, Lisa, starting with you, what would that be?
Well, probably to borrow from Nike, just get out and do it. Just get out and start consistently marketing your business. And then every campaign that you send out, go and look at the analytics. See who opened those messages, who forwarded them, the things that they clicked through to, so that you can see what people are responding to. And then you learn from that and you do better on the next campaign and better on the next campaign. So over time, you're driving better and better results.
Great advice. Guy, how about you?
Yeah, just on that theme to carry over, and then a couple of other ideas is that we have a saying at Constant Contact that if you're not measuring, you're not marketing. Mm. And you don't know how engaging you are, how compelling you are, how enticing you are unless you measure that engagement. And if you put out great content, then people are going to click on the links within your email marketing campaign or on your Facebook page. So I would keep that in mind. And also, think about email and social media marketing as the dynamic duel. You kind of need both. One without the other isn't going to do justice to your organization. And just to close with that, your customers, friends, or colleagues are your next best prospects. So that's why you need to go out and leverage the fact that your customers actually do a better job of marketing you than you do. So get out there and do it.
Great stuff. Lisa, Guy, thanks so much for sharing your expertise with everyone here today. Everyone who's listening, please be sure to check out the free local events in your area. And also don't forget that both Lisa and Guy will be presenting a webinar at Get CASA Compliant with Constant Contact on October 29th. And the page that you'll be listening to this podcast on will have links to all that information for you. So Lisa, Guy, thanks again for joining us today. Really appreciate it.
Well, thanks, Dave.
Thanks, Lisa.
Great. And again, thanks to everyone for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye now.